one of the things that that can really change government policy is research. We know this through our work at the Ulster University, and we've been leading on trying to understand the science of why the concrete is failed, but also looking at other issues like, for example, the impacts of mental health as well too. It was about trying to share the latest scientific insights into why the concrete is failing across Ireland, also what are the mental health impacts, share our research with policymakers. Minister Charlie McConnell was there, and also Patrick Hope Gallagher were there from the government side. It was also attended by all our local TDs in Donegal. There was TDs from all our impacted counties, so Limerick, Clare, Mayo were represented by those TDs. So there was lots of TDs from the affected counties. It just would have been better if all our TDs who don't understand the issues could have attended as well, because it was a bit of a missed opportunity for that.
But you're glad you went down, and potentially a beneficial exercise that hopefully will, down the line, pay off.
Well, I think it's always good to share research, and we'll talk to anybody, doesn't matter what political party you're in, because, you know, ultimately, they are policymakers and they need to come up with a solution. I mean, the motion was debated in the Dáil last week to try and make changes to the scheme, and it was ultimately voted down. If people who are in those positions don't understand what's happening on the ground, then nothing will ever change. So one thing that can happen with research is that you can actually show robust scientific evidence as to why things do need to change. So that's what we tried to do from our end, from a group of Ulster University researchers. We have been at the sort of forefront of trying to understand what's happening in the concrete, and also how it's impacting on people's lives at a very fundamental level. So that's what we did, our job. And we'll happily go back down and do that again. Some of the people who were there, I think, got a good education on the research that was done in terms of why our concrete is failing. We now know it's not mica, but it's an R issue, internal sulfate attack. And we also had a good chance to highlight the mental health crisis that this is causing, because that's really what it is.